The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hi, and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 251. We're in Proverbs, of course, and we'll be reading chapters 8 through 10 today. Are you ready? Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the top of the elevated places along the way, at the intersection of the paths, she takes her stand. Beside the gates opening into the city, at the entrance of the doorways, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call out, and my voice calls to all mankind. You who are naive, discern wisdom, and you fools, understand discernment. Listen, for I will speak excellent things, and my lips will utter what is right. For my mouth speaks truth, and my lips hate wickedness. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing in them twisted or crooked. All of them are clear to the discerning and upright to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and desirable things cannot be compared to her. I, wisdom, live with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate arrogant pride and the evil way and perverse utterances. Counsel and sound judgment belong to me. I possess understanding and might. Kings reign by means of me, and potentates decree righteousness. By me princes rule, as well as nobles and all righteous judges. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Riches and honor are with me, long-lasting wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than the purest gold, and what I produce is better than choice silver. I walk in the path of righteousness, in the pathway of justice, that I might cause those who love me to inherit wealth, and that I might fill their treasuries. The Lord created me as the beginning of his works, before his deeds of long ago. From eternity I was appointed, from the beginning, from before the world existed. When there were no deep oceans I was born, when there were no springs overflowing with water. Before the mountains were set in place, before the hills, I was born. Before he made the earth and its fields, or the beginning of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the horizon over the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when the fountains of the deep grew strong, when he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass over his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, rejoicing before him at all times, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and delighting in his people. So now, children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction so that you may be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching at my doors day by day, waiting beside my doorway. For the one who finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But the one who does not find me brings harm to himself. All who hate me love death. Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also arranged her table. She has sent out for her female servants. She calls out on the highest places of the city. Whoever is naive, let him turn in here, she says to those who lack understanding. Come, eat some of my food and drink some of the wine I've mixed. Abandon your foolish ways so that you may live and proceed in the way of understanding. Whoever corrects a mocker is asking for insult. Whoever reproves a wicked person receives abuse. Do not reprove a mocker or he will hate you. Reprove a wise person, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise person, and he will become wiser still. Teach a righteous person, and he will add to his learning. The beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord, and acknowledging the Holy One is understanding. For because of me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise to your own advantage. But if you are a mocker, you alone must bear it. The woman called folly is brash. She is naive and does not know anything. So she sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who are passing by her in the way, who go straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here, she says to those who lack understanding. Stolen waters are sweet, and food obtained in secret is pleasant. But they do not realize that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave. Proverbs chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise child makes a father rejoice, but a foolish child is a grief to his mother. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from moral danger. The Lord satisfies the appetite of the righteous, but he thwarts the cravings of the wicked. The one who is lazy becomes poor, but the one who works diligently becomes wealthy. The one who gathers crops in the summer is a wise son, but the one who sleeps during the harvest is a son who brings shame to himself. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the reputation of the wicked will rot. The wise person accepts instructions, but the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The one who conducts himself in integrity will live securely, but the one who behaves perversely will be found out. The one who winks his eye causes trouble, and the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The teaching of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all transgressions. Wisdom is found in the words of the discerning person, but the one who lacks wisdom will be disciplined. Those who are wise store up knowledge, but foolish speech leads to imminent destruction. The wealth of a rich person is like a fortified city, but the poor are brought to ruin by their poverty. The reward which the righteous receive is life. The recompense which the wicked receive is judgment. The one who heeds instruction is on the way to life, but the one who rejects rebuke goes astray. The one who conceals hatred utters lies, and the one who spreads slander is certainly a fool. When words abound, transgression is inevitable, but the one who restrains his words is wise. What the righteous say is like the best silver, but what the wicked think is of little value. The teaching of the righteous feeds many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. The blessing from the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Carrying out a wicked scheme is enjoyable to a fool, and so is wisdom for the one who has discernment. What the wicked fears will come on him. What the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm passes through, the wicked are swept away, but the righteous are an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. Fearing the Lord prolongs life, but the lifespan of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is joy, but the expectation of the wicked will remain unfulfilled. The way of the Lord is like a stronghold for the upright, but it is destruction to evildoers. The righteous will never be moved, but the wicked will not inhabit the land. The speech of the righteous bears the fruit of wisdom, but the one who speaks perversion will be destroyed. The lips of the righteous know what is pleasing, but the speech of the wicked is perverse. I like the way Proverbs is written. A is this, B is that. I like the contrast. The fool does this, the wise person does that. God makes it very clear which is the better way to go, doesn't he? Well, thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure spending these few minutes with you. Will you be back tomorrow? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.